Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
And good morning, it's Lupe, Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3, and joining us in the Street Beat studio is Bill Schammel to tell us why we should be making plans to attend the Grand Lake Stream Folk and Art Festival. Good morning.
Good morning, Lupe. It's been a long time. I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad we're back.
I'm glad to have you back. It's been a minute.
Yeah, for sure.
So give us a little history of the Grand Lake Stream Festival.
We're in our 26th, which would be our 28th year if it hadn't been for the pandemic. And this thing started a long time ago to try to bring people into town and give them something to do when the fishing's off because of the summer heat. And the summer heat's on and the fishing's off, so here's something to do.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what's new.
Well, the best thing to say is the more things change, the more they stay the same. We've still got folk art and crafts and other things. We've got pottery and woodwork, jewelry, furniture, fabric art, quilts, wall art, photography, stained glass, braided rugs, all kind of things for people to see and buy. We've got music live on stage all day, both days. We've got the Lovelies. We've got Brooks and Kennedy. We've got Jim Gallant coming back. Ed Howe is going to bring Drivetrain with him. He's been there for a number of years. This year, we've got a new performer for the first time, Alan Cook, from down in Jonesboro. He's really good.
Nice.
Our ukulele group, the Strumming Wildcats, will be there. And be a real nice and good entertainment all day. And I want to mention, Saturday night, we're having a contra dance. Usually begins about 7. Drivetrain with Ed Howe on the fiddle will be playing the music. There's no charge for it. And we'll open a guitar case for maybe a donation or something for the caller.
Nice.
But,
Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say that Sue Martell and Julie Jordan are going to do a quilt display like we've had for a number of years. We've still got our remembrance tents, which is basically a photographic history of the area. We've get people bring in pictures from way back when, and we touch them up and blow them up to, I don't know, 14 by 20 or something like that. We have a whole tent full of them. It's a real interesting display.
Hey, who are a couple of the vendors or maybe some of the folk art that are some of the favorites that people really are drawn to?
I would say Mark Wren with his stained glass always brings a draw. My wife Kathy's there with her fabric art. Susan Platchy from down in Perry, who's an excellent quilter, will be back with some of her creations. And we've got an awful lot of new stuff this year, so there's a lot for people to see.
And what about for the kids? What do you got for the kids?
Oh, the kids program's gotten to be a really big deal. There's a arts and crafts tent that's there all day with some high school and college girls in it to help the kids along. This year they'll be doing, and I'm probably going to say this wrong, goitaku, which is Japanese fish printing, where they're not going to use a real fish, they're going to use a rubber fish, but they put ink on it and then do a print on a T-shirt. And Betsy Leslie, one of our exhibitors who's a felter, will be teaching classes for kids to make a felted birdhouse. And there's other arts and crafts for them to do all day long.
Nice. How do we get there from here?
If you're coming from the south, you go through Princeton and take a left. And if you're coming from the north, you come down from Topsfield and take a right. Nice. And it's 10 miles into town.
Nice. Talk a little bit about the food.
Food. We've got the basic hamburger, hot dog, and french fry carnival thing. Lana Bailey is going to be doing lobster rolls with her crew as a fundraiser for the Congregational Church in town. We've got a guy come up from Texas that's doing gumbo.
Oh.
And it's worth the trip just for the gumbo, even on a hot day. His gumbo is absolutely fantastic. Sebastian's will be there with their wood-fired pizza oven, that big brass dome, and all of our workers that work at the festival that get paid, the only people we pay are kids, high school and college kids, and they're going to be doing strawberry shortcakes this year, and they're not using those little hardtack biscuits, they actually made cakes.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to be having strawberry shortcakes, so there's plenty for people to eat.
And what's the cost of admission?
The admission for the show is $10 for one day or $15 for both. It's a smoke and alcohol-free event. We've tried to do everything we can to make it kid-friendly, family-friendly, and keep our insurance down. So, So that's the story on that.
Yeah. And what's the parking situation look like?
Parking's on the street, and there's never been a parking problem. Some people might have to walk a little further than others, but there's street parking everywhere. There's a parking lot up at the dam, what we call the dam up on the lake, where people leave boats and trailers. But there's plenty of parking very close. And we have handicap parking right outside the main gate, right outside the front gate, which is right across the street from the school.
And you guys allow any dogs in?
Dogs, please bring your dog. And don't leave it in the car. Yeah.
Okay.
No, dogs are more than welcome as long as they're on a leash. We've got a watering station there. They'll issue a doggy poopy bag when you come in. So no problem for dogs whatsoever.
Nice. Where's the best place to go to get the latest information on the festival?
We've got a website. It's at www.GrandLakeStreamFolkArtFestival.com. And I think the best place is our Facebook page, which is Grand Lake Stream Folk Art Festival, because our marketing consultant, who's a Callis girl, Barb Brown Dalton, does an excellent job of keeping that thing updated several times a day.
All right. Is there anything you want to add?
I think the only thing I didn't mention is our canoe display. We've got canoes there basically just all over the grounds from Grand Lake Stream's got quite a long and colorful canoe building heritage. And there's generally canoes there from everybody that ever built canoes in Grand Lake Stream.
Oh, wow.
And some of these, the canoes are built on a mold, a building form, and some of them go back four generations now. So that's very interesting to see. Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you about what about some of the classes and stuff. Are there classes there people can see?
Well, actually, some of the exhibitors do demonstrations.
Demonstrations, okay.
And some of them actually do hands-on demonstrations. Susan Platchy, the quilter from down to Perry, is going to have a. I don't really understand it. I'm not a quilter, but she's going to have a station set up there where people can actually sit and get involved in quilt making. David Herrick brings a loom and does weaving. We generally have a fly tire there. So there'll be a lot for people to get their hands on if they want to.
And what's your favorite part of the weekend?
Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. No, my favorite part of the weekend is kind of twofold. Once again, working with a great bunch of kids. It's fun to work with kids and watch their reaction to really accomplishing something. And it's kind of like our when we get to see our tribe. A lot of these exhibitors we don't get to see but once or twice a year. So it's
all right.
We do everything we can to turn it into a party.
Yeah. So go ahead and give us one more time the when it is.
Okay. It's this weekend, 30th and 31st. Gates open at 10 and close at 5. And please come.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You are more than welcome, and thank you.
No problem. And that was Bill Schammel of the Grand Lake Stream Folk and Art Festival. This is Lupe Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3. Thanks for listening.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits, Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.